Welcome to the Speak It Podcast. I'm John Wilson with Fire and Life Safety America. It is raining in Nashville again. Imagine that. Hope you guys are doing well. We've got a fun show for you today. We've got some new guests that you guys have not met before. We've talked about them. But first off, we're going to have, they're in here together, here at the Fire and Life Safety Office, John McCommon, VP of Business Development of Woodford Construction. He's a new sponsor. You guys know that. He is in today. Enjoy having him in. Also, the RTM roofing owner, Chad Rowland, is in today. And he's a host of the Renovation Nation show on 11 a.m., 99.7, Nashville, Tennessee. Take a listen to that. We have a fun time talking with them today. We talk Predators. John's got tickets to the Predators. He will be going to the playoff game tomorrow. He's had season tickets, and we talk about how I never got an invite this year. So we talk the Titans draft choices, coming up the draft. Everybody's on the clock tonight, 6 o'clock tonight on ESPN. Cleveland's got the first pick, so we talk a lot of bit about that. And we also kind of get to know each of them and their companies a little bit more. That's at the end. So have fun getting to know them. We talk about the Predators and the Winnipeg Jets. Get to know a little bit about Winnipeg in this episode. You'll have a lot of fun with that. Also, we're going to be sharing this all over the place. You're going to have an opportunity to win a Topgolf giveaway and also a Peg Leg Porker gift card for dinner or lunch for one lucky person or one lucky family there. So listen in. Please share it. Let's get to our sponsors real quick. You know David Pledge, Ram Tool. We talk about him all the time. I want you guys to give him a call, give him an email. Ram Tool is right here in Nashville. If you need anything, property management, safety, construction, anything like that, caulking, filters, give him a call. If you need to reach out to him, we can get in contact with him. Also, Get Outside Store. I hope you guys enjoyed the conversation with Jessica Bonds last week. She had an awesome event at the Outdoor Fest there in Murfreesboro last Saturday. Go to her store there off of Church Street. That's a Get Outside Store in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Also, Woodford Construction. You're going to get to hear from John here in just a few minutes, but he's been fun to work with, good friend of mine, and just does a lot of great work for renovation construction projects all over Middle Tennessee, Murfreesboro, Nashville, Brentwood, Franklin. So give them a call. Also, just make sure to tune in to the Renovation Nation show on 99.7, 11 a.m. on Saturday to hear from Chad and his guests. Hey, we've been a guest a few times. It's been a lot of fun. So hope you guys enjoy both of them. Give our sponsors a call. Also, listen in, share in. We got the Topgolf giveaway. We got a Peg Leg Porker restaurant barbecue giveaway. And we will... Welcome to the 13th episode of the Speak It Podcast. I've got a couple guests here I'm really excited about. I got Mr. John McCommon, VP of Business Development of Woodford Construction.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I can't complain.
Yeah? You can complain about the rain, though, can't you?
Yeah, I didn't wear my waterproof shoes today, so.
Yeah, and the new waders you just bought?
Yeah, just dropped about $500 at Orvis last weekend.
Yeah, Green Hills.
Yep.
Did a little shameless plug there for Green Hills Orvis.
Yeah. Hey, so, guys, throw a little something my way.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in. We've also got owner of RTM Roofing, Chad Rowland. How you doing, buddy?
Hello, hello. How you doing, big man? John reverse roles here.
And somebody just called you John, called the Whiteberry one.
You know how you doing out there.
Yeah, I don't have that radio voice. I have a voice, but it's not quite that good and clear and deep. How you doing?
Doing well. Rain.
Yeah. Everywhere. We got the pro here. This guy's got a radio show, which we'll talk about here in a little bit.
And we love and hate rain.
Yeah. I tell you what, we can't... last week it snowed.
I know.
Now we're trying to get a few days of kayaking weather, which I'm doing tomorrow at the Stones River.
Nice.
If it doesn't rain,
nice.
Get the hammock out. So.
Yeah, or if it does rain, you're already sitting on the water.
Yeah, got some plugs in there. Could drain the water out or I'll drown, which I'll bring my life jacket. But anyway, so guys, I appreciate you guys coming in. We want to have a fun talk today about a few things and not just our businesses. You guys know I'm with Fire and Life Safety America. We don't want to talk a whole lot of technical stuff, but we're going to get to some of that stuff and about your business. At the end. Today, we're going to start with the Nashville Predators.
Go Preds.
So,
go Preds.
Go Preds. And real quick, we want to get to know the next competitor that they're playing, the Winnipeg Jets. I didn't know they had a hockey team. Poor host here. But they're the Jets.
I didn't know they flew Jets into there.
In my opinion, you could send the Boy Scouts up to Canada and take it over. So I'm not worried about them.
I've got a question,
though. I've got a question. you know, you do a lot of the Preds games.
Mm-hmm.
Did you beat the car with the hammer?
I did not. If I can't break a window.
They got a plane.
Yeah.
They got a plane now they're beating. You seen that? They
no, it, go ahead, Chad. This Chad introduced the plane car that they're crashing.
Every playoff game, they bring in something that represents the team that they're playing. And the Avalanche, they brought in a car. I don't know how that represents, but they, just, you know, patrons get to come up and fans get to come up and beat the car with a sledgehammer. Well, they've removed the car and brought in a jet. Oh, it's a jet. It's an airplane. It's like a Cessna. And that's what people are going to be sledgehammering. And some hamming.
You just coined a word.
I think I did.
We do that a lot in this podcast.
Yeah, I make them up as I go.
Webster owns it now. I love it.
Webster calls me daily. But yeah, they do have an airplane there that's what's going to be the slamming of the sledgehammers on, and people can go beat the jet.
Now, is it right out there on the concourse?
Right on the
concourse. Okay, yes. Good. I didn't know that.
They put it together. They brought the fuselage and then the wings, and I saw it on the news, and it was amazing.
I feel like I know a lot of stuff.
That's
I didn't
awesome.
Know that. So, and have you guys seen the new catfish tank?
I'm not.
Well, now you've gone to the game, so you have to go further down the concourse inside and see the new catfish tank.
He's in the VIP seats. He doesn't walk down there with the car.
This is the VP of Woodford Construction. I've not gotten an invitation.
Me neither.
So, they've got 2 or 3 catfish in this catfish tank, which I don't think people are allowed to take them and throw them on the rink. They'll have to find their own catfish. So, from the Cumberland River.
No,
so.
There might be an instance if that happens.
Yeah. I'm still trying to figure out a way to sneak a catfish in. You know, I'm not big enough to hide one on my back or, you know, pant legs or anything like that. But
now, you went fishing at the Harpeth River. What if you take in a red eye, you know, 8-inch red eye, throw it out there? Would they throw you out?
I could definitely do that.
You could always do it the Spinal Tap method. Everybody saw Spinal Tap, haven't you? And the bass players walking through the airport metal detector?
Uh-uh.
Go watch it. I can't. I know this is a podcast, but you got to see it. It's PG. But anybody that knows out there will be laughing right now, probably spit up their coffee because it's hilarious.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
Just an idea.
I mean, I from our seats the other night, I saw them bring out the catfish, and they're sitting there hauling them, shaking them. You know, I'm kind of figuring how PETA's not jumped in on this yet. But
I've made that same point. I don't get it. But if they're eating the catfish, because I'm like, they're going to throw a dead catfish. I hope somebody's eating the catfish because I'm a
people
fish lover,
eating tasty animals.
Well, it's landing on ice.
Don't get them mad at me. I'll give them your name.
But it's landing on ice. It's keeping it cool.
Keeping
so
it cool, yeah.
Should be able to be cookable.
Yeah. It's already, yeah, I mean, he's already out. It's not like
now,
he hits his head
quick,
harder.
Real quick question.
Yes.
I'm a little green. I love sports. I watch sports. And I saw the catfish came in last year. That was the big thing. Or maybe it's been here forever.
It's
what
been
is
here
the
for
thing
a while.
Of what is the catfish?
If you listen to the podcast, you would know about that.
You know how busy I am.
I know you are busy. I'm surprised you're sitting here right now.
It's worth the Google. It's worth the Google.
Detroit Red Wings had the octopi and such that they would throw on the rink, and now Nashville. I don't know if this is the first year that they came into town. First couple of years, right around there, they just, you know, I'm going to own it. We're going to have our own thing. They started throwing catfish.
Yeah. So it is a Nashville-only thing.
Is, yes.
To be cat. Okay, that's what I was trying to figure out. I didn't know if it was a league thing or if we've just got our own animal now.
No, yeah. The muddy catfish.
You know, but the balls have question. Rocky, you know, and yep. Everybody else has theirs. And so,
you can go out and buy all these, you know, Nashville, you know, throw the catfish t-shirts and all that. You know,
yep.
One of my good friends, a little shameless plug, owns 7-6 Apparel. So he's got plenty of that good stuff.
Nice.
Right. Okay. I've learned something new every day. Now I got it. That's
absolutely
perfect.
So, yeah, hockey games are a good time. You know, taking a lot of good clients out there and made a lot of good progress with customers that way.
That's good, yeah. And, I mean, going to those playoff games, they say the environment's, you know, in Nashville, for the Predators and the playoff games, unlike any other environment in the NHL, which is incredible. But I keep saying this. People from Vanderbilt want a winner. UT Vols want a winner. The Titans want a winner. You're fitting close to 20,000 in there, and they can all agree to, you know,
you got 20,000 sitting outside watching it on jumbo screens right now. I mean,
the,
think
the
about
rooftop
that.
Rooftop bar scenes, too, it's, watching
it's,
this game.
It's insane.
What's cool is, like, the Preds have sunk a lot of money into, like, before they're about to come out on the ice, they drop a screen down from the ceiling that covers the ice, and it's just like a visual, you know, I don't know, it's really cool. It looks like a laser show on the screen that everybody can
see.
Well,
it's Nashville.
Yeah.
You know, it's entertainment. Nashville's country music of the world, you know, all the good stuff. So, yeah they're going to do it big down here, you know, go big, go home.
It's nice, and the guys at downtown, y'all, it's open, it's nice, it's clean. And if you can't get in there, there's so many places to see, but we're going to get on to we're going to come back to this one thing I want to talk about, but we're going to get to know our competitor. Mm-hmm. I pulled up Winnipeg, not just the Jets. Let's get to know Winnipeg. I put in Siri, give me to Winnipeg. You know, here comes 1,345 miles from Nashville to Winnipeg.
20 hours.
Look at that.
Exactly.
20-hour
drive.
So we got people here doing their homework. It's just north of Minnesota, northwest of the border in Canada there. So if people want to go, I bet some people are going to fly out there and go to the game. A lot of people showed up in Colorado, which is pretty cool. Now, the team itself, they were one victory shy of Nashville's 53 wins, which is, I didn't know that. They're very competitive. But, and they were just a few points shy of the wins total of Nashville.
But it's been 20-something years before they've made it this far in the playoffs again. What I heard the other day, if I'm not mistaken. Really? And the other thing that caught me off guard, if I remember right, you remember Monty Hall, you know, the big show and all that? He's from Winnipeg.
Okay.
And Winnipeg is the smallest city with the NHL team in the league, if I'm remembering that correctly. But the biggest part about that is they have the most merch sales of any NHL team. They sell more in merch there than any other team in the league.
That says a
lot. Think about that for a minute. You got some diehards up there.
Yeah, you do.
That's dedicated.
And they went, 4-1 against the Minnesota Wild, I believe.
Well, they only get outside probably 3 hours in a year because it's 8 foot of snow everywhere all the time.
You got a point
there.
I mean, it's cold up there.
We'll take a jab.
Is that Canadian dollars? Or is that
it's Bitcoin.
Bitcoin. 705,000 people in the city, which is somewhat close. I think Nashville's growing like crazy. Yes. But that's
interesting. We've had that in the last week.
Yeah. It was 100 people every hour, every day they're moving to
about
Nashville.
1,000 people a month.
Which gives every one of us a little bit of work.
I love it.
Chad was quick.
But
you like it?
It's a double-edged sword.
It is.
Because the traffic comes with it. And we wanted to go there.
We are working on our infrastructure, but we do not have it to support.
I met this lucky guy yesterday. He works for another construction company that we work with, and he lives on the west side of town. I mean, you know, there's not a lot of people coming on that side versus Thompson Station and Brentwood. Everybody coming in from the south, and Murfreesboro coming in from Manchester, Smyrna, Laverne, Murfreesboro. It is a mess. And we talked about this transit plan. We won't get off on that, but that's in flux, man. We don't even know what's going to happen with that. So I'll make a prediction. You're going to talk. If they do anything, they'll tweak it, whatever. And then it's still going to take a while to even get started. When's it going to approve? When's the first, you know, Bobcat going to cut some?
Never going to happen. They're never going to vote it.
They, in my opinion, they need to do a little more homework on it before they spend that much money.
$190 million a mile.
Also,
$9 billion.
$9 billion. But if you're a small business, and a lot of people don't know this, your taxes will go up by 20%. Yes. That's why you see a lot of small businesses voting it down.
Yep. And then they say other people are going to pay for it. Davidson County, does that mean other counties in Tennessee? Or does that mean just the people coming into Nashville, which would possibly slow down tourism coming back? So I'm going to go there when there's an $800 surcharge on a hotel.
I come in Davidson County pretty much every day. Mm-hmm. I don't live in Davidson County. So that's, I mean, somebody's got to foot the bill.
There's somebody's got to fit the bill, but on the right product. The biggest kick, and I'll end with it here, is if I saw the numbers right, it was $190 million per mile to build this. Mm-hmm. And it's $3 to $7 million a mile to build a brand new interstate above the interstate, if you think about it, and which is going to get used more. I still say you go out 5 to 10 miles each main artery, build interstate up that's only downtown traffic only. Or the bottom is downtown traffic only, and the rest is just loops on and goes through town. But
have you called Mayor Brawley to ask to help him?
No.
I'll say about the president.
Nice.
He should be fixing holes on 440.
You will tear. I've got a bill. Man, you'll tear your truck up on 440. It's ridiculous.
It's crazy.
Now, I'm all for some type of, you know, we've got to do something for the congestion. But, you know, that much money, there's talk about it, some parts going underground. Middle Tennessee is built on rock.
The oldest rock in the world.
Yes. So, it's not.
That's new.
Yeah. The oldest rock in the world you're sitting on here.
Really?
A geotech report can only show you so much, but once you get into, you know, look at the old Palmer project on West End right there where the West End Broadway split is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how deep that was. Like, that's 80 to 100 feet deep plus. How long that's, you know, taken.
I'll have to check in with my wife's uncle, Uncle Tommy. How you doing, buddy? Geologist. And he worked around here for years, and he would know that. That's probably it's ABC thing to him.
It is. And if I'm wrong, correct me, but I was told that many years ago and been reiterated many times.
And Earth is the biggest planet in the galaxy, right?
Yeah, in the world.
Yeah, we will fact check Chad Roland.
My dad was a physicist and stuff for years and taught it and this and that, and there was a bunch of stuff about rock and... So that's why I always said if you build an interstate above it, you know, in San Francisco, which he was in that, ironically, when those all that happened in the 1993 World Series and the earthquake out there, that, you know, they had those double deckers and they collapsed.
Right.
And if that happens here, the whole Southeast is gone because we are on the oldest rock in the world with some of the hardest rock. You got limestone and other things, but the bedrock itself is.
Yeah. But, you know, 9 out of 10 statistics are false. So,
and we know about statistics.
Yeah.
Listen to Mark Twain. So
what's that thing on the Anchorman, the Panther cologne?
Sex Panther.
Yeah, you can, what is it?
60% of the time it works every time. That's not correct.
Oh, that's these drugs you see on TV now. Yeah. It's like 100% of the time they work 50%, or 50% of the time they work 100%, you know, or something like that. It's crazy.
Yeah, and then we're still charged a full amount, right?
That's right.
Anyway, so we can get off on a couple of rabbit holes, but hey, we're going to jump into something. Before we get into the Titans draft talks and everything, we're going to get into what happened on April 26th in this day in history. One, this is kind of serious. China, Ronald Reagan went to China for a 6-day visit, first time a president has gone since Richard Nixon, 1972.
Wow.
Guys, you learned something on this podcast. Yeah, we are continuing that trend the last 5 minutes.
That's right.
Let's find something else here. Let's see here. Syrian troops. God, aren't we still talking about them? 2005, Syrian troops announced military forces were leaving Lebanon because of United Nations demands. This ends nearly 30 years of Syrian troops deployed in Lebanon.
That's weird. What's Middle that? East Lebanon, not him.
Tennessee.
Not, not Middle Tennessee.
That's not Lebanon.
Yeah. Syria has never invaded Lebanon. The U.S., by the way.
That's Lebanon.
That's Lebanon. Lebanon. We're talking Lebanon, we all know.
Lebanon.
Yeah, that was John Wilson saying Lebanon,
Shelbyville?
Tennessee.
Yeah.
And that's Shelbyville. So, we got a couple other things here. I want to pull some funny stuff, but there's a... If you pull up something April 27th, 28th, you can always find some fun facts there. So, we keep digging into that.
I'm going to have to look that up. I need that for a future reference.
Yeah, we'll get on that. So, you got a show coming up Saturday, is that right?
Actually, I'll be in Oakland, California, and San Francisco on Saturday. But we are doing a rerun show.
Oh, wow. Oh, that'd be good.
Well, Super Talk 997 WTN, Renovation Nation from 11 to 12 in the morning.
You know, as I sit here, I'm going to take this opportunity. Are you accepting any guest appearances on this show?
If all goes well today and you talk highly of me, you can possibly be a guest. Yeah. John comes on all the time. We've had him on a couple times, and I love FLSA, and I used to always say FSLA. And I'd have a pen in my hand. So it's Fire and Life Safety of America. They're great. No, we always have a blast.
You know,
there.
I was going to say this. My brain is like a little hamster wheel. I'm just constantly thinking about stuff. And
I love your honesty. I just love it.
You know, I was going to say when we first started, you know, we all have a face for radio, and I'm going to talk highly about this man because I want to be on his show. So Chad is a good-looking man.
We also Facebook Live it and everything else, too. So
I see it every Saturday.
Yeah.
There's Chad.
It's fun.
There's Chris.
We have fun. And by the way, I appreciate you having me on here. This is awesome.
Oh, yeah. Now, we're going to talk to the show here at the end, so that's fun. Love Chad. And one last thing. 1986, UK Chernobyl nuclear disaster. An explosion and a fire at the No. 4 reactor. The Chernobyl nuclear power plant in Ukraine results in nuclear meltdown. It killed 31 people and started sneaking into Eastern Europe. There's some cool things if you do some history. This podcast, we're going to teach
you
some
things.
Fun
fact, that place is still condemned.
I was going to say, it's still uninhabitable. It will be for the next 250,000 years.
1986.
So Trump, Kim Jong-un, y'all talk. Let's work this out. Let's not, you know. Yeah.
Well, you know, in this podcast, we don't do hardly any politics, but if we did talk about that, they really want to say, you know, it's kind of like, who's the strongest? My daddy can beat up your daddy. Mm-hmm. That's what's going on. Mm-hmm. And so the more we talk about it, the more Twitter followers they get, the more they're getting out there. So it's because you can't focus on some of that stuff.
But North Korea just signed the treaty with South Korea, if I read that right the other day, the end of the war finally, the Korean War.
Oh, wow.
They finally signed that. And supposedly, you know how we all know Lil Un, he says that he will, that there this not going to do any more tests.
Saw that, but there's a... I think from their test, they blew up a mountain.
But they did. Leaks. That's why. Well, that's sort of why, you know, you let me test under. But this the irony, or what I, or maybe not even irony, the best part of what I see about it is, and not just staying political, but because of what President Trump has done, it being sort of a big brash, you know, John Wayne style, that it made them step up and say something or do something. Now, whether they do it or not, I don't know. But you never heard, sure. haven't heard that in the last 20 years, them say anything other than, we will shoot you.
Yeah.
So whatever, you know, it is what it is. It's a crazy world we live in.
It is. You know, what's crazy is that we also got some listens and downloads right now in Hong Kong, which is kind of crazy. So whoever's listening, hello. For listening in. So, but it's funny, if we pull up the news 20 years from now, mm-hmm. it'll be a different face. Mm-hmm. Some of the same topics, and nothing will be worked out. When I get to talking about politics, it is what it is. It's kind of like, be good to your neighbors, help out, let's build our community, help who we can, but sometimes you just can't fix stupidity. All those countries like them trying to hold their own people down. And I'm really kind of, it's crazy how somebody hasn't done anything to him, taken him out with everything he's done, because a lot of the regimes in the Middle East have taken out their leaders. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but anyway, it'll be a different topic, different yep. face, 20 years. So anyway, let's jump over to the... NFL draft. Who's watching the draft tonight? Going to keep up with it all?
Is that tonight?
That is tonight. I keep up with it a little bit because I watch college football so much. I love seeing the players that have done so much for 3 or 4 years that they're going to be drafted. And look, some of these cats in the first 5 and 10 picks are going to be instant 30-plus millionaires, especially the first, second, and third pick. So.
For a day or two, we'll yeah. spend it all.
And a lot of athletes do, and every sport is crazy. Cleveland has a first pick. The New York Giants, which I'm a fan of because Ole Miss, Eli Manning, I kind of watched them the last 13, 14 years, right? The New York Jets, both New York teams are struggling. The Jets, they are on the Jets, clock after yeah. that. Jets, right? Then Cleveland, they're always on the clock. They're number 4. And then the Buffalo Bills, they're on the clock at 5. So let's do this real quick. We got an Auburn fan here, John McCommon.
War Eagle.
Hottie toddy, just make sure we mention that. Mm-hmm. And
go Blue.
Yeah, go Blue. We got a Michigan fan up here.
No, I was going Blue Raiders.
Okay,
oh,
good.
Okay, yeah.
I was about to say, because Mama likes the Wolverines.
Mama does like Wolverines. I'll ride with them for a little
bit.
Go Blue Raiders.
We all went to MTSU.
We did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there you go.
I still go balls. I still throw go balls out there, too.
That's right.
Spend enough time up there, I should be honorary.
That's right. Honorary doctorate.
PhD here.
So I'm excited. We got a few quarterbacks that are going to go off. Potentially 4 quarterbacks are going to go in the first 10 picks. Sam Darnold, USC. We've got Josh Rosen, UCLA. We got Baker Mayfield of the Oklahoma Sooners. He is a he can play. And you got potentially Josh Allen, which is quarterback of Wyoming. Mm-hmm. His completion percentage is in the 50s. People, he's got a big build like Big Ben up at Pittsburgh, but they are really somebody's might pick him the first pick, which I kind of think maybe mistake. I think you are kind of what your percentage said. I mean, if you're not completing more than 65% in the NFL, your team's, you know, 500 or you're below 500 and win. So, of course, when you get in the league, you need to have a good offensive line, you need to have a running game, you need to have players around you. So that goes without saying. So, guys, that's at 6 o'clock tonight. Cleveland yep. or Cleveland's on the clock. Who are they going to pick? They're going to go for a quarter. They always. Who's the next bust in Cleveland? That's the question.
You know, I don't know. When I want to go fly fishing, I watch a river runs through it just to, you know, pump myself up.
I think that book's right there. I read that book. Nice. Yep. Book's nice. Right there.
It's a good movie.
So tonight mm-hmm. I'm going to have to watch what's with Kevin Costner.
Oh, yeah. I watched that a few weeks ago.
Was it game day? I don't know.
The draft.
The draft, yeah.
That was interesting. I finally saw that. Yeah. That was an interesting little dynamic.
It'll help me understand it a little more. I'm not going to lie. I don't know a whole lot about the NFL.
Okay.
You know?
There's 3 or 4 guys like us sitting in a room right now going,
they can relate, hopefully.
And got a board up like you do right there with all kinds of stuff and checks.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the funny part, or here's what I learned from the draft, that movie or whatever, with Kevin Costner, was that the details are going and looking into every aspect of that kid's life that you're about to put 20, 30, 50 million in, whatever it may be. And in that movie, it was like, why did no one show up to his birthday, 21st birthday? Why didn't have his teammates? Where's the problem?
Yeah.
And, you know, I had other people going, I don't care about that. But anyway, it's an interesting dynamic in the agents and everyone calling and working this angle, that angle.
It boils down to like a second, you know.
It's a whole other industry.
Keep them or trade them, yeah.
It's a whole other industry other than just football going on in this.
It is crazy. I mean, the people that are trying to get to become their agent, all this stuff. Hey, Baker Mayfield, I read an article 2 days ago. Baker Mayfield hung up, I think it was Beano Cook, Brett Favre's former agent, because he started asking Baker, so why did when did Bob Stoops actually start to recruit you? And Baker's like, excuse me? And he asked the question again. He's like, he just hung up on it. Because he hadn't done his, taken his time, to your point, Chad, do any research or homework. That's crazy. So he just wanted an instant $30 million contract. We would probably take 20 to 30% of that. Without doing his homework, because he was an agent for Brett Favre.
Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting. I thought about looking down on Baker, but Baker's like, you know what? You know, I'm gonna represent you, make you a lot of money, know a little bit about me, and why you should represent me. But anyway, so Saquon Barkley, the running back at Penn State. No, you guys know that guy. He returns running back.
I'll defer to my good friend over here on my left.
You're gonna defer back to me, John?
Yeah.
Okay. We do have a lot of people that watch the Titans that listen to this. I get some messages. So let's jump over to the Titans. You guys go into the Titans games a little bit.
I do go to some games. Closest things I got the Titans is we're probably about to be working on the new defensive coordinator's house.
Oh, Mr. Pease. That's cool.
It's Mr. Miss Pease. Lovely lady. I met her. I got to meet him, but they had some roofing issues over there. So
that's good.
I had to come in and talk to him.
Yeah, name drop. I like it.
Came out of retirement.
Really?
That's what she was
saying. Vrabel.
I'm assuming this is all news to me. I was talking to her, and it's great. You know, good people, but that's about as I go to the games.
Yeah,
love it. Work for the number one Titans real estate team. Mm-hmm. Do a lot of their roofing, the Ashton Real Estate Group.
Gary Ashton.
Gary Ashton. Know Gary for years.
That's good.
And I ran into him about 8 years later, and we rediscovered we knew each other. His big, thick British accent.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. I like those British accents.
You know, I love going to the games. So sometimes I've had the nosebleed section, and the positives with that are better cell reception, and I feel closer to God. but, you know, when you're down there close to the field, there's nothing like going to get one of those big old turkey legs, you know, and a cold beverage, whatever that might be for you.
That's right.
And just, I mean, I didn't know a whole lot about the Titans when I first came to Nashville. And the past few years, I'm like, well, I can stay at home and watch them lose. And I've gotten excited once Mariota got here and to see his progression and I'm excited about the new coach and where the team's going to go. So I definitely start going back to the games.
Yeah, they've gone 9-7 the last 2 years with the former coach and in an interim as well. But I think with Vrabel, people are going to get excited because he was at the Patriots, won some Super Bowl rings with Belichick. Yep. It's kind of like the new coach Pruitt from this with UT was with Alabama multiple times. He knows what it takes to win. He knows the players. Of course, I think John Robinson is the GM. He has to hire the players, pick the right guys. The evaluations that Chad was talking about, we have to go through that, get the right players. And if there's not the good chemistry, we're going to have problems. But I don't know if they're going to have a setback, but I'd like to see them get some good draft picks. It looks like they're going to edge rusher or linebacker, potentially Rashawn Evans at Alabama. He probably ruined y'all's day a couple times.
I'm not going
to
say all the time.
No, me neither.
Yeah, so no. I hopefully get somebody that can be dynamic and take the next step. When you get someone in the first round, when they're getting 25th to 31st pick, they're going to have an $8, $9 million contract. Hopefully they'll make an impact because we need that. So
you mentioned defense. I've got one of the top five reasons you'll never lose a game if you've at least scored points.
Okay.
Defense-wise.
What is that fun fact?
Quit playing prevent defense. It prevents you from winning.
Stay
aggressive. If you want to lose, then lose by going after it, not by trying to stand back.
Man to man, bump and run.
How do you lose the bomb throw? You know, you always got to have one guy back there. I understand some of that. But then rush all 50. Rush all 11 straight at them. Then let them throw the bomb if you can't get to them in that. Then so be it. At least you went after the ball. But that prevent it. I don't know how you can go 90 yards in 45 seconds when the last three quarters – they got a total of 150 yards total. It doesn't.
They're scared to let them behind the defense that one play, but make them earn it for 10 plays.
If you work off fear, you'll never move forward.
I agree.
Yeah, I'll take it back to the Preds real quick. I mean, if anybody watched the last game, you know, it was a shutout. Should have been 6-0.
That was great.
It was 5-0, but
in Colorado,
they set the tempo for that game the moment they stepped on the ice, and they did not let up one bit.
They kept their game plan and did not deviate.
They set the momentum.
Now, so, I didn't get to see that game, but I did see an article out of Colorado, and it said the title was "Stay Classy, Nashville," because the Predators aren't. Were the Predators a little chippy that night?
Absolutely. There's no.
You said tone. They set the tone.
They set the tone. You know, and it was classy.
But Colorado returned it a couple times that same classiness when Woods, I don't know the name, went up and throat punched with a stick. Basically, the Predators' names always are elusive to me.
Yeah, sure. We don't have the roster right in front of
us. I usually have a computer in front of me and I'll pull them up. But still, go Preds. Love you guys.
There you go. Are you going to the game tomorrow?
I am.
Are you really? Don't just say you're going. You're gonna like.
I'm very blessed, but yes, I will be going to the game. Look for me right next to the band stage.
Nice.
Can I say shotgun before you do, Chad?
that was my next thing. Is like, you know, he's been going. Apparently, he's had tickets all this time, and he's talked about taking business acquaintances and friends. And
almost 50 home games.
I see where we're lying now. You know?
Almost 50 home games. Now, I probably wouldn't be able to go anyway because I've got some toddlers at home.
I will be in.
And we've got an awesome, somewhat eligible bachelor right here in John McCormick. Can I throw that out?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
There we go.
I got my girlfriend's listening. So yeah.
Well, everybody's got to compete, don't they?
Yeah.
No, I just. John's a good guy, so. Why don't we get into Woodford Construction? So we've got John McCommon, VP of Business Development for Woodford Construction. Look, Fire and Life Safety, we've used and we're still bidding jobs with you guys. Tell us about, and we'll get to RTM next, tell us about you guys, what you guys do, how long you guys have been in Nashville with Woodford. Just let's have a conversation about that.
You know, my brother and other partners started this company back in 2008. And for many of y'all who know that time period, it was not the best time for construction or banking.
Oh gosh.
Financial
advising.
Yeah, I started out with a concrete company, and they I was very humbled and honored to get an offer from them to come work with them. And you know, we tend to focus on commercial property management, hotel renovations, things of that nature, and we've also opened up our residential division here in Nashville. It is a crazy time for that. As everybody knows, that many people move to Nashville every month.
Yeah.
The first three houses we built, all three were sold before the first one's even framed up.
Wow.
And not saying that as cocky or arrogant, it's just like that's the temperature of this city. That's the market as it sits.
Yeah.
So my brother and another partner, they mainly head up the residential division. And I tend to focus on getting out of project management and superintendent roles and just going straight into sales and just looking at commercial properties.
Hotel renovations, warehouse renovations.
We've gotten in good with HCA and TriStar and had some good opportunities there. And a lot of stuff coming up this year. Big shout out, we're Mantra Beer, Steel Barrel Brewery. Anybody likes that microbrew? We are building their 20,000 square foot brewery in Murfreesboro that's opening up this year. So come on out for that.
Yeah, that's on their website, woodfordconstructionllc.com.
And Instagram and feature. Facebook.
Yeah, they got that feature on there as well. And then the largest craft brewery in the country is what they're claiming?
Yes, what they're claiming.
Wow, that's awesome. So we have mentioned Steel Barrel Brewery a few times. I hope to have them on. As a guest and kind of introduce them. They're already in the market, but we'd love to have them on and talk about, you know, why they're different. Talk about the do a podcast maybe at the brewery.
I might be able to arrange that.
Yeah, I think you probably could.
I know a guy.
It'd be good.
Yeah, I know a guy.
And Chad's in for the taste testing there, the beer tasting.
I was actually going to ask, you know, Woodford Construction, I was wondering how long they age their barrels. You know, I didn't know if you were, you know, coordinated or
group. I wonder how that name came about.
I was looking for a little guest pack here with us.
That's right.
It is a family name. It's my brother's middle name, my dad's middle name, and my granddad's middle name. And also, coincidentally, my favorite bourbon. So,
oh, there you go. Got a little plug there too.
I didn't have any say in the naming of the company, but you know, it kind of worked out. So
I like the middle name thing because my second son's middle name is Morgan, my dad's middle name is Morgan, and my sister's name is Morgan. Keep my dad's family's name in Morgantown, Mississippi, near Starkville, near Mississippi State University. So
good
I like that. Hey, hey, hey!
No, I got the first name thing of the family, Newton.
Yeah,
my father, dad, and me. So
Isaac.
No Fig Newton.
Well, we got, so thanks for that. We got hotel renovations, warehouse renovations. We got new commercial construction. We got residential construction. John is your contact. Let's go ahead and throw out your cell phone number there.
My number is 615-416-1566. And my email is johnjohn@woodfordconstructionllc.com.
Yep, and John's a new sponsor, so you're going to be hearing a lot more from me on Woodford Construction. So really excited about that partnership. Of course, he's a good friend and backs up his work, and they do a great job. So now we're going to jump over to our other guest, RTM Roofing owner Chad Rowland, and he is the host of the Renovation Nation radio show, 99.7, 11 a.m. on Saturdays.
11 a.m. on Saturdays, that's right.
That's a fun time, man. I've made it on there once.
We have
once,
twice. You've been on a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah, 3 times. Two or three times.
And so it's going to be a guest.
I got the John's in the room again. Yeah, like, hey, we're at the John's.
If I'm going to be a guest, I got to get up early is what you're saying.
Yeah, oh yeah, we do it live. We don't. Rarely do we pre-record. I'm going to have to next week, so I'm out of town again next weekend. So if there's a Predators game during the week, that'd be great. See. Maybe, but
you call my assistant because I'd like to go.
No, again, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
We've been trying to do this for a while.
I know.
You know, good voice, right? Good personality. Got some cool stuff in the market, so we've been trying to work this out. We finally did.
Yeah.
And
we're gonna take this a little bit more too. We're going little hybrids or something.
Oh, absolutely.
Stuff, so
it's
great.
Fun, man.
Maybe even do a live podcast while we're doing the radio show during the radio show.
Oh,
yep.
There's an idea.
Got some. Got some items here to do some of that stuff.
Innovator.
Listen. There you go. Well, tell
just
us
not
about
the Terminator.
Tell us about RTM briefly, and we'll get to the fun stuff with Topgolf and some other things. But you've owned this company and started this 2015. Awesome.
2015.
That's
going
so
into
cool.
almost our fourth year now.
Yeah.
We're into our midway into our third.
Carry the two. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And I gotta get my math right, do roofs, you know, it's crazy. But we're a full service company. You know, we can operate anywhere in the state. We focus on the mid state, you know, Davis County, surrounding counties, and even the county out. You know, we'll go anywhere. If someone doesn't know or they do not know someone they can trust. You know, roofing's about trusting. You've got to, it's in your business too. Both of your businesses. You got to trust who you're dealing with. You got to trust the company's doing what they say they'll do. Things like that. But no, we're a full service company. We do everything from a one shingle repair all the way up to full roof replacements, commercial and residential. I call light commercial, you know, buildings under 10,000 square feet we love. When we run into bigger ones than those, we have other partners we work with because that's just not in our wheelhouse, and we don't like to overstep, you know.
Absolutely.
We don't like to run the cart in front of the horse.
Don't overcommit just yet.
No.
Get you in trouble. Hurt the brand.
We're still a debt-free company.
Yeah,
wow. Still a debt-free company. So I always tell my clients, your materials are paid for before they hit the ground. That way there can never be a materials lien flat back on you. If for some reason I never paid them, that most people don't know.
And
so
we
always
do talk about liens on this because we got a good buddy, Josh. How you doing, buddy? Our lawyer,
yes.
Hagen Law Group, for liens and collections. So that's good you mentioned that.
Yeah, and it is. But like I said, we do commercial and residential. I love working with property managers. I love, which you introduced me a lot to.
Mm-hmm.
I love working with construction guys that like to build custom homes or custom roofing. You know, some of this construction out here, and God bless them, they're flying and going, and, you know, stuff's just popping up. But when custom builders, you get what you pay for.
Mm-hmm.
Tell that to everybody all the time. And when it comes to your home, most people never, ever get your home inspected yearly. Get your roof inspected yearly. Do preventive maintenance. You change oil in your car.
That's
you go
right.
to the doctor. Why? To catch it early so it doesn't break later and cost you thousands.
Yeah.
We work with tons of insurance companies where if there is insurable damage, we know how to deal with them. It is a game sometimes. It's a headache, but we take the headache away from you. But no, we have a blast. Blessed to be in Nashville in this market right now. 80 to 200 people a day moving in. They, you know, they don't know all the older established roofing companies around here. And I tell people all the time, there's a lot of good roofing companies around here, and there's a lot of crappy ones. Why are you going to let someone, the cheapest bidder, we all know that word, there's a reason they're the cheapest, but it's not about money, but why are you going to let them work on the most important thing above your head?
Yeah.
You can live without your air conditioner for months and weeks and years at a time. I've done it. I grew up that way. You can't live without your roof longer than a day and look what and everything inside of it. Everything that you own is gone in a couple of days.
Yeah,
so,
it can be ruined.
So
it gives ServPro some work too, right?
It's all kinds of other renovation companies out here. But that's the whole kick, though. Most people don't. I always joke on a radio show, and you've been there when I've said it. that no one left their driveway this morning, looked around at the roof, and went, oh, it's time for a yearly inspection.
Yep.
But if you woke up this morning and it was 80 degrees in your house, and you went to turn it to 72, it didn't work, you're on the phone in 3 seconds going, hey, where's my inspection? Get out of here.
Yeah.
So we try to educate people. You know, I always tell people, even if you don't go with us, for whatever reason it may be, and it's usually a number sometimes, some people are bugged by their budget, that at least let me know what you're getting. I'll make sure you're getting the right thing.
Yeah.
You know, let me, because there's something, you get what you pay for, and it really is true. And why do it on the most important thing above your head that all your assets are under, including loved ones?
Yeah. And so you and I and the team, the mm-hmm. RTM team, we've got a couple events come up at Top Golf. For
yes,
people that have not been to Top Golf, you need to go. We, RTM Roofing, we are helping kind of sponsor a couple events. One for Certain Property Management Group on May 9th, which is going to be mm-hmm. a lot of fun.
That's going to be great. And shout out to Rocky there.
Yeah.
Over at Top Golf.
Yeah.
He's general manager, good buddy.
There you go. What's up, Rocky? Steve, he's facilities manager out there, which is pretty good.
We met him.
Yeah.
Navy man.
That's right.
Retired Navy man.
Hey, he tells you what he thinks. He knows what he likes. That's right.
Definitely.
And then May 30th, we are having Lincoln Property Management out there. So they we provided a, I think, Carl and I provided kind of a day for a few people mm-hmm. out there for their banquet they just had.
And was that from your grand opening, or was that the one that's coming up here?
The one on May 9th was our grand opening.
Okay.
On the 30th, that's from a new client of ours, and so we're excited about that. So
yeah,
we're going to team up.
Carly takes care of that, so sometimes I'm like, what, when?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Chad, I hope that's okay. So I will be seeing you there at least then. Guys, so we are going to wrap up in just a few minutes.
But, real quick,
go.
I want to make sure the RTM Roofing, I forgot to mention, because I would get killed to do this on the radio all
the
time.
Is it a free roof?
We are doing a free roof giveaway. We are doing that. We're partnered with Allstate, Terry Burns Agency, that if you call to get an estimate, whether or not for insurance, whether or not you get it or not, they're giving $20 to a new roof, that we're going to find some deserving person that mm-hmm. needs a new roof. And also $20 gas card to you, or you can donate that to the new roof, and we make sure they know it was donated by you. But the kick I was going to say was, if you ever need to contact RTM Roofing, it's
yes.
Robert Thomas Michael, rtmroofing.com, or 615-500-0751.
Say that one more time, because we're going to get to that.
615-500-0751, or rtmroofing.com. That's Robert Thomas Michael for all you vets out there.
And that is
Barry
White.
And we do give military discounts, by the way.
Oh, that's good. That is Barry White, a.k.a. Chad Rowland. I did not say Barry White. That was John over there. That was awesome.
I cannot not throw out Chris Galbraith, who partners with me, is my Ed McMahon. I always joke on the radio show that you very well. But he did the other day. He called it a different voice. And I was like, you could just say Barry White. You know, Barry. But anyways, go ahead. That's just,
what's up, John?
No, Chad had mentioned that he was going to, you know, donate a roof to somebody who's, you know, deserving and that needed something like that. And I just wanted to also mention that we work very closely with a charity in Middle Tennessee called Tucker's House.
Okay.
And they provide ADA compliant renovations for low-income families here in Middle Tennessee with kids that have disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
So if your child needs a wheelchair ramp or renovations done to the home to accommodate their disability, or, you know, just something that was unplanned, you know,
mm-hmm.
stuff happens in life and you know, changes need to be made. So if you need something like that, you know, reach out to Tucker's House Foundation, and we'd be glad to, you know, to help out.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
We need to talk about that later on.
And we host a golf tournament every year, you know, for Tucker's House.
What time of the year is that?
It's coming up here next month or so.
Oh, well, okay. I need to know about that.
We will get in on that.
Yes.
Same here. And we're also going to be giving away a gift card to one lucky person for Peg Leg Porker. And that'll be on the front of the show. So we're going to have to, each person in this room, we're going to have to be sharing that, and we're going to do a drawing. And talk to the owner. He's going to give a gift card. I got to work out the gift card. It's going to be $25. It's going to be for the family's full meal. And I saw him last Saturday night. Went to see Carrie and had a great meal at Peg Leg with the family. My wife and kids made it out to Peg Leg.
Maybe give away two, and not necessarily two Peg Legs. I'm going to do that one. Throw a Top Golf thing in there. We'll do some of that. Do a big Top Golf giveaway a day at Top
That'll
Golf.
Be good.
Like
yes.
a Saturday or something.
Yeah.
We can have up to 4 to 5 more people.
Okay.
Before,
yeah.
Or if it's something that needs it, I can make it happen.
Either. Yeah. Yeah.
Rocky,
okay. Good.
Rocky.
Guys, see,
Rocky.
It pays to listen in, and they'll hear this on the intro. But that's awesome. So Guys, we've talked about a lot. We'll wrap up here in a couple minutes. Look, we talked about the Predators game tomorrow. Titans draft choices, who you guys don't know much about, but I will be watching tonight. Some kids' lives are going to be changed tonight, but who's going to be the next Cleveland bust? That's important. I hate to say that, but they just don't run the these kids just they make a lot of money.
That's
just
how the Titans going to do this year. Well, what's your prediction on that? We don't know who we got yet, but some of them be starting, some of them won't.
I would say I'm going to go back to 9-7. I don't know who they're playing this year,
yeah,
and that's really important. You know, I'd say 9-7. They got done the last 2 years. I can't see them taking a step back. Derrick Henry's going to have a bigger role. That run 2:16, 2:45.
Yes, yes.
We talked about him on the podcast. So if he can get some holes, they can control the game a little bit. Can Mariota increase his completion percentage and lower his interceptions?
That's key.
That is key.
That's key.
But running game and passing game and blocking is key to that, too. It's not just one player. So
keep it on the dirt. Let's go.
We talked. You got something to say?
No, I was just going to say, you know, coming from college to NFL, it's a total different process. You got to learn new offenses. And Mariota, he's, you know, that first season, it was a learning curve.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. so on and so forth. Like, I'm excited to see where he's going to come this year, or where he's going to go.
Well, you get paid legally now.
Yeah, and get paid.
and he's got a new offensive coordinator. It could go a couple different ways.
That might need to be edited out.
No, we're good. So, and we talked about wood for construction, commercial construction, residential, renovations. Call John. You'll hear more about from John. And then Chad Rowland, residential and commercial roofing, and the show.
Complimentary inspections, too. We don't charge to come out.
And that's awesome.
And we will help, and we will literally tell you if you don't have anything wrong with your roof, we back there.
We'll
not everybody
something.
Needs a new roof. We'll find something. No, but you do need maintenance. You do caulking, flashing details, pipe boots. Don't wait till you see the leak on top of your ceiling.
No, real quick, just an average roof price for, say, a 2,500 square foot home. What are you seeing? Give a play of $1,000.
An architectural shingle, average price of a roof in Nashville is between $7,000 and
$10,000. Okay,
that's good.
That's tear off. We do not do layovers. Do not get your roof laid over, people.
Okay, that's good to
kind of
know.
That's an extra layer. Do not do that.
And being in construction, all three of us are, that 7-10 depends on a lot of different factors and variables. So don't.
That's
could be 65. It could be 11.5.
Or it could be a million.
It could be.
I can always lower my number.
And if you want to save money on the demo people, do it yourself, and then you'll find a new appreciation.
Do not do that.
Do not get on a ladder. More deaths happen three rungs up than 10. So
Yes, they do.
Yeah. So, but that's funny, though. You'll learn real quick what it's about.
You'll learn a new appreciation.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, guys, we're coming to an end. I appreciate both of you guys. We've had a good time. Long podcast.
This is faster. This is faster than the radio show. Everybody comes in scared to death. What we're going to talk about?
I know.
It's over.
You got to have a good flow, good banter.
And I'm glad y'all got to see me. I really am.
Yeah. It's great seeing you. Hey, any fun topics about one of you? Putting you on the spot. Any fun topics? A funny topic, an embarrassing moment for the people to get to know you a little bit?
I just buzzed my head. I felt like it was out of necessity, but a lot of people are kind of like, you know, putting on their sunglasses. You know, hey, come on, springtime. I don't have a whole lot of, you know, sun on it just yet. Give me a minute, you know?
Yep.
I'm told it's quite becoming, though.
There you go. For some females.
Yeah, some ladies dig the,
not
the bald head and the beard.
There you go. He's got a beard. He's got the shaved bald look.
Yeah.
Any funny moment for you?
One thing that can come to mind is I learned that I did not know you do not wear different facing stripes or plaid with stripes. I didn't know that. I thought that was what everybody did. No wonder I got made fun of.
And Mom helped you with that?
Yes, she did. Miss Kim definitely reminded me of that. But then Mr. Stephen Richards Jr. reminded me, you can't break clothing rules
if you don't know them.
See, I love it. We did discuss that before. Mm-hmm. If you have it, own it. If somebody has a problem with it, hey, that's
I owned it. That's what the funniest part back looking now is. I was walking around like, yes, that's right. That's what I got.
I was that guy that wore black shoes and a brown belt.
Can we do that?
No, you can't.
Nashville people let us?
It is I don't want to get into the whole, you know, Nashville dress code thing.
Yeah. All right, one last thing.
Ever changing.
Everybody our age, because I can tell all y'all are younger than me, you do not wear white socks. To keep a colored sock going.
Make a
match. Unless you're playing sports or something, that's acceptable. Jeans and a white sock, shoes. Don't look like, just put Velcro on.
I know next time we're going
to
do trends.
The fun sock day.
We're going to do what to do, like what not to wear, the guy version.
I've got my new one Tim shirts. Look at this blue right
here. I was
going to say.
It is into, yes, right. Go blue again.
If you have a beard and you can't change a tire, shave.
Okay. We will end on that. Thank you for listening. I want you to share this. I want you to share this.
I'll share it on the
radio. We're going to share this. So we have a good time. Someone asked me the other day, why are you doing a podcast? A few things. One, to let people get to know you as a host differently than just, hey, I'm a marketing person for a certain company. That's all I know. And that's wrong. Let people know other companies, have a fun time, know new businesses, anything that's going on. And you don't always have to listen to your traditional mediums and platforms for where you're getting your news and your fun stuff. Sure. So that's why we do this.
Strength in numbers.
Right? And that's right. So I appreciate both of you guys. Guys, we'll talk to you guys next week. And I'm on vacation. You might get a podcast, but might not.
I might be eating at Pier 39 tomorrow.
Oh, in San Francisco. You love your dog.
I hate both y'all.
All right, guys. See y'all later. Oh, yeah, John. Have fun at the press gate. Yeah. See ya.